Okay, I'll call this meeting of the Villa Park Public Works Committee to order. Please take roll.
Mayor Colicott.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Rossini.
Here.
Okay. Seeing nobody here from the public, I'll dispense with public comment and move on to new business. The first is an update.
Before we do, here are the minutes from the last meeting that we should approve.
Okay.
So we just need to take a formal action to approve them or amend them or whatever the appropriate action would be. But for the record, they have to be, I want to make sure and I can.
Just one typo on the first line. Meeting called to order at 9:10 a.m. Mayor Colicott and Mayor Pro Tem Rossini were in attendance. That's all.
Were.
Just a were.
He was in attendance. He was.
Okay, any other comments on the minutes of the June 15th meeting?
Yes. On this particular, under the second point, second bullet point, it says GPS. It should be GIS.
Oh. Okay.
I have no further.
Okay. With that, we'll approve the minutes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, get that done for the administratively for the record.
Okay, so now moving on to new business. Infrastructure Management Committee update.
You attend those. Do you want to maybe?
Go ahead.
A couple things. We have information on the Canon wall. I distributed a little bit of it, the electronic stuff that we have. Yesterday I came across three tubs of material that it's not digital that we have in storeroom. So I'm going to bring it to the meeting. But I'm not going to try. It's not digitalized, so mm-hmm. it's got survey material. It's got all sorts of. If anyone wants to, three mm-hmm. tubs of chronological material for that. That I know that was asked for backup. It was done. There were apparently two failures. One in 2005. One in 2008. Probably cumulatively close to $800,000 or $900,000 that they've spent on it collectively.
Holy cow!
Between the two of them, one was like $265,000, and one was like $460,000 something. So those were done. All the earth surveys and all the firm's reports, et cetera, are all in there. They were never scanned. So I don't have a hard copy. We just have hard copies of them. So I'll bring them for the committee. Anyone wants to do them, they're public records. We can make copies for somebody, but since they're the big tubs of,
yeah,
three full tubs of stuff.
Just reiterating for the record, what years were those failures?
2005, 2008.
Okay. And I just wanted to correct a comment that I made at a prior meeting. Mayor Colicott was 100% right and I was 100% wrong. But it was a misunderstanding on my part. He said wall, I thought hillside. And apologize to you, you were 100% right. They're building above the wall below the hill. So that I just wanted to correct the record.
Not a big deal.
Just make sure we're on the same page. So,
did you happen to spot anything that described what was the cause of the failure?
Oh, it's all in there. Their reports, the site, the ground surveys, everything describes the nature and logic for each. I mean, the background.
Did you have time to take a quick look and see what
I haven't. And I apologize. My background is not in that. So, if I looked at it, I probably stared it right me in the face, and I have no idea. It might have been Greek to me.
Okay.
So it's there. The material's there. They're available for review, and I would encourage somebody with a background that can look at them to say, here's what it is or whatever. But it's there. So that's what I think people wanted to see. I can't interpret that. I'd have to rely on somebody. They hired outside firms in both instances to do soils testing and whatnot. And that's all been recorded, and the reports are sitting there.
Okay, well, I'll volunteer to rummage through it and see if there might be a summary report describing, summarizing what the cause of the
failure. I think the first one they thought was related to water issues, and I'm not sure what the but again, because they did a hydrology report and they did multiple sets, and then they had outside firms look at both instances. So anyway, a lot of it's all public information, so there's nothing secretive or anything like
that. Of course,
but that's there.
since it's been a major cost item, emergency cost item to the city, it'd be good to take a quick look at that and see if there's anything we should be doing to monitor to ensure that it doesn't happen a third time.
I think it's extremely prudent of you and the Infrastructure Management Committee to be looking at that, monitoring it in light of just past failures, but also the current building project that is above the wall, but kind of below the hillside there.
I think it's at a different location, actually.
It is. It is, but still, I think it's close enough that it could have an impact.
Sure.
Relative to the Infrastructure Management Committee, we still need to schedule our... I know you've been tied up with the budget and trying to get the contracts out for the...
Right, the year-end. So we've been doing the year-end stuff and all that good stuff, the administrative. I was telling Councilman Pitts yesterday that stuff that, just like the sewer tax rate areas, we have to provide information. By certain dates, everything happens in June, July. You try and get all this stuff done. And it's really administrative, but it just eats up hours. It's like three hours here, there. I've got to do this by August 10th. I have to give them the auditor, controller, tax collector, a summary of any properties that have changed. So, for the sewer assessments, and there's just a lot of stuff that we've been closing up in year-end closing. So we haven't, and I apologize, we just need to do that. You're right here. We need to get that going.
Okay. Maybe as an information item under the Infrastructure Management Advisory Committee, what is going on, where do we stand on the storm drain repair? And,
the storm drain repair design is done. They are meeting. They've had a pre-meeting with the contractor. We will be hiring a the RFP for the contract. The the project manager. The project manager. That is being done. So we'll be awarding that in the August meeting. The work will be starting in August. So everything will be clicking, and they'll be done by end of September. They've met. They did a pre-meeting with the walkthrough with the owner, and she's ecstatic. FYI, and this is common knowledge, that the insurance company does expect litigation because of what they may or may not with respect to the koi pond. Mm-hmm. That's an issue. That's why we have insurance companies. FYI, so we're going to have to be careful of how and what we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they've got information. The insurance company is very comfortable with all the actions the city has taken. I think I can say that much.
Okay.
And, but she has indicated that she's already filed a claim. Mm-hmm. And what they're willing to settle for is a discussion item between them, but they sort of give me some previews that may or may not come to a successful resolution through a routine process. That's the best way to say it.
Okay.
But work has begun. She's ecstatic about the work being done. There may also be a question of what she interprets as the state of the things before it happened. We'll bring it back to a state, but how pristine was it?
Yeah.
Right.
That's sort of the issue that we may have. We have.
Okay, understood.
And we will be meeting on the 19th is the infrastructure management is on the 19th.
Okay.
That's not this group, but the infrastructure is this up.
So July 19th.
Yep.
Okay. So I'll have to look at those files pretty quickly, I guess.
I just put them in your car today if you want to take them with you.
Oh, no, I'll just sit in here and read them. I don't want to cart that stuff around.
You're going to spend hours.
Basically, what I'll be looking for is, there's got to be some kind of a summary report to City Council or whatever.
I don't take claim ownership or accountability for anything that's in those files or any order they're in because I don't know if they're in anywhere. Yeah.
But I'll rummage through it and see what I can find.
Okay.
I think it'd be good if I could at least tell the infrastructure committee, what the findings were of the, in 2005 and 2008, okay. And why did things You know, why did things go wrong again in 2008 after rebuilding it in 2005?
I don't know.
Did it indicate anywhere when that wall was first constructed?
There's information there, but I don't have that also. Okay. It wasn't something right there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe later on this afternoon I'll come over.
I'll put them in the conference room and you just go in whenever you want to.
Okay.
The tubs, the, all three tubs, so okay, they'll be just sitting there for you to do.
Sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Preventive maintenance update.
Yeah, we talked, I guess we kind of talked about the street, and we talked at our last meeting about the alligator. So I have kind of a couple issues we're working on. The structural issues, the change orders, we're working on structural issues, identifying where the potholes and structural problems are out there. So the additional change order for RJ Noble will be going focused on those. We're also talking about the street cracks that we'll be doing separately from that. So we're working on like sort of multiple fronts as a result of some of our conversations in the past. So the $40,000 for RJ Noble will be focused not on street cracking, but on the structural issues that we have, that streets aren't being done now, but we know that we can do things that sort of extend the life expectancy of some mm-hmm. of those. So that's being done. Nikki is pulling the list together of those mm-hmm. that we're pulling together. And RJ, we've already approached RJ Noble and told him this is, you know, you'll be doing the streets we identified, the 19 streets, and then you'll be doing these other preventative maintenance projects, you know, one on, for instance, on Valley, you know, the pothole on, you know, things like that
where we
know,
Valley and Center, yeah.
where we know things need to be done that have to be repaired. One of the interesting things that's come up is that you're seeing Verizon go through the city, and they have easements to go through and put in fiber optic. They have requirements about what they can do and what the requirement, the packing, and I think Akram talked about that, the infrastructure mm-hmm. management. We still have to go through with them and make sure they're doing all the work that they're supposed to be doing. So everybody thinks we're doing some preventative maintenance, so we've gotten a lot of calls saying the city's doing something, but it's not us initiating. Yeah. So as an FYI, just kind of giving you a heads up that they're doing work, they have permits, they have right-of-ways, they have easements, the ability to do it, and they have requirements as far as they how they pack it and what they do.
On that note, uh-huh. is what we're seeing out there on Center a finished product and on...
No.
Okay, good.
Nope.
Thank God.
Nope.
Cause
nope.
It,
nope.
It, I'm glad.
No, they put
that
in temporary and then they'll come down.
Thank
and
you.
We will go after... We've already told them we'll go after Verizon. It's Verizon. We'll be going after them big time for any sort of level of satisfaction we don't receive.
Right. Good.
So Akram has already been told that he'll go out and make sure that's all taken care of. But that is not even close to finished. They go through and do an initial coating, and then they'll come back and have to do all the things up to standards.
Wonderful.
So they get pretty prescriptive about what we have cool. to. And Akram told him because of the way he even told them how they pack it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, because of the way they're cutting squares, they're mm-hmm. square by square, they're not ripping up the whole street. So mm-hmm. They're just flying through. I'm not particularly happy with how they're doing it, but, you know, they're doing it. So
as long as the finished product is
yes, that's what told
up to par, then that's what we need.
So we're in direct communications with Verizon
oh, yeah.
as well
okay.
as their contractors.
Yes. We're out there, and Akram was out there yesterday
okay.
walking with him and saying, this is not done. And, oh, no, it's not done. Don't worry, it's not done. We've got this to do, uh-huh. et cetera. So they're also doing Villa Park Road mm-hmm. and... there's some other, one of the others, but they're just doing the main arterials. They will not be going to residence, and all they're trying to do is expand to their cell towers. They're putting fiber optic in, mm-hmm. so whatever they do.
Okay, so you know, speaking of cell towers, there's that one of the cell towers that was approved was at Taft and Center.
They have not installed any of them.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I was just noticing last night it's not installed yet.
They have not installed any of them. They've got the CUP approved by the council. It's up to them.
Yeah, right.
I mean, their time frame, so we monitor that just to see. But, you know, it's a business model, I think. So the way Verizon does this is they contract with firms to get these CUPs approved, and then they go back and hire a separate contractor to install them. So how they do that and what they do, if they're batching them, I don't know what the plan is. But it's not the people who came that got the CUP, because that's just a subcontractor that did. That's all they do is work with mm-hmm. the cities to get the CUPs. That's the process and do all the planning. The actual work is done by a whole nother Verizon crew of whatever they do, mm-hmm. and they have not. We know for a fact they haven't done any of them.
Okay. On preventive maintenance, when RJ Noble goes out and does the crack sealing, mm-hmm. will our staff go and and watch? Will Mike and Rich go and watch and so that they can figure out?
Right. Hey, no question. Exactly. Okay. We will have them going out and sitting there with them for however many hours they need to do.
But I mean,
training. Yes.
So that they can learn how to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Yeah, because we've got 70 miles of street, and virtually every mile's got cracks and.
And
maybe while they're out doing that, it'd be good if we could start putting together a map of where we've got struck. You know, staff can observe where we've got struck.
Yeah, that's what Nick's putting together now. That's what he's doing anyways. Nicky,
the
engineer tech.
Okay.
On Fridays, that's what he does. Akram has him do all the basically it's engineering tech work. Go out and do the surveys and do all the things that it's not really cost efficient to have Akram do anyway, and pull together the list, etc. So he's also. I don't mean to jump items here, but the street lining, he's also identifying all the street lining that we're having to do. We have a contract in place in the budget.
Street
lining.
Oh, the center lines, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
That you identified at our last meeting about the Friends in Santiago. Well, I said, look, it's not real cost efficient. We have lots of stop air signs and things like that on there. It's just not clear anymore. So Nicky, as part of his list, is also pulling together a list and we have a contract and money in place in the budget for this to go ahead and do it. So I don't want him to come out and do Santiago and then charge us another time because they get a whole crew and just take care of the city within a couple of days.
Yeah.
So that's what we've asked. We're willing together and we'll do that together. So from a street lining perspective, your request on Santiago, yes, they're going to be doing a lot of relining. That's exclusive of in RJ Noble's contract. For any street they do, they'll reline those streets that they do.
Good.
These are streets that aren't part of that package, if you will.
Right.
Where we know we have stop signs and lines, that medians and the things that need to be painted. So those will be done separately. So if you follow what we're saying, so anything that RJ Noble is doing part of those 19 streets, they'll get all relined as part of the contract.
This is separate.
This is a separate contract. We're identifying, just like he's identifying potholes and street lines, where's the stop sign missing, wherever. Mike has given his list to Nicky already, and Nicky's going through on his list and coming up and comparing, so we're getting at. So we'll have that. You should see work later this summer. I'd like to have it done before school starts would be my goal, that's cleared up.
Okay. The budget or the cost estimate for the storm drain replacement has come in, as Steve has reported, substantially
less
than we had estimated. And granted, the contract's not signed or anything, quite yet and so forth. But I think we've got a pretty good level of comfort that we're going to have extra money.
Yes.
The general was by the week before last, and we discussed Adams Ranch Road and Adams Ranch Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And
he came into City Hall, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I suggested is that we, in anticipation of those savings, that we go ahead and add Adams Ranch Road and Adams Ranch Circle, which is one of our lowest rated streets, to our list for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You just get it done. And
correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, we've confirmed that that is one of the lower rated streets.
I'm just going to look at it right now. I can check real quick.
I've driven by it and it looks terrible, but I just want to confirm from an engineering perspective or a consultant perspective that we're on point there.
They're both at 72s.
Adams Ranch Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they are not our lowest. They're even close to our lowest. We have some that are lower.
Now, which ones are lower that we're not doing?
We've got 70 for part of Santiago. Charter, 64.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's not been touched since it was made in 62.
Is there projects right around the corner, or I should say, are there projects right around the corner from...
Feather Hill's a 71. You're lower than Adams Ranch.
Yeah.
I can't say anything about
I'm just saying, so you were asking in response to your question.
But are the projects right around the corner from Adams Ranch Road that would...
Yeah, we're actually doing
that would make sense.
We're doing Montana, aren't
that's
we?
What I well, that's what I'm getting at.
We'll look and see, and we'll hit some of the extra streets that we may have to finish. There are several streets on here. There's a Parkfield we're doing. Are we doing Villa Isle? I don't remember if we're doing Villa Isle.
Are we doing Lee Street? That was...
That's the cul-de-sac, right?
It's a small cul-de-sac.
Yeah,
and
it's a 50.
Yeah.
If I recall, or in the 50s.
Villa Isle is in the 60s. Villa Drive is 67. So there are some streets out there that are lower. But we are looking at it, and we're looking at what sort of flexible, comfortable reserve that we have in the Mesa Henderson. And we have agreed that we'll come back to push that money into that area.
Yeah, if we can do that.
With a comfortable area.
If we can do that budget adjustment in the July meeting, that would be wonderful.
We will not make the July meeting.
Okay.
We're posting on Wednesday. So
okay.
We're posting the agenda item, so I'm not going to be able to.
Okay, so if we do it at the August meeting, will we have time to get this onto the project?
Well, we can do it on the project anytime. The project's going to be done. It takes several months to do. So you do it in September, you still have it in the project.
Okay.
So it's not, well, I mean, there. I what I really want, like Robin Way is at 54. I need to, we need to go through, like, Robbie Circle is at 47.
Oh, gosh.
We need to really look at, and I don't want to, candidly, I appreciate what the general's saying, but if he's got a 72 and you got a 55 year, mm-hmm. or a 56, I have a hard time recommending that.
Yeah, the
so
only
we need to see what the cost is and say, okay, how many square feet or how many, you know, how much space is required for that?
Yeah.
Let's do the streets that need it make sense, because we don't want to get caught into.
Well, and the other component is, and sorry to cut you off, but I think
sure.
the other component is here is that if there are projects that are nearby,
right.
and the staging issue
sure.
makes it.
Well, that's why I need to, that's why we
practical.
Need to sit down and go through that
right.
with Akram. But you know, Wildwood Circle's at 68. Yeah, we've got some. Got a 50. A Wind Circle is at 50.
Hmm. I know Wind Circle. That's in between Charter and James.
Okay. Oh, is that the one? The one end of it? That one loop on the U?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, actually, that street, that whole area has not been.
Excuse me. The loop is Charter, Fleet, and then James.
Okay.
But Wind comes in right. Right in the center, or else it's on the. It's or else Wind is. One street south. But anyway, it's right.
Well, whatever.
Right in that area.
Your point's well taken. We'll look at the. I'll have Akram look at it. But I want to make sure we do it with a logic, defensible thing. So, in good faith, we can say to those residents when they show up, yes, we didn't take preferential treatment. We tried to do the right thing logically. These are in the area. These are needs, highest needs, etc. So there's a defendable position where we don't end up somebody accusing somebody of saying, well, you did this because of that and whatever. And
right.
Trust me, that's happening already.
And we didn't touch Councilman Collicott Street.
No.
No, we will be careful, but we need to be doing the right thing. So that's why I want to make sure we're doing the right thing. So I don't want to rush it. I want to do it right.
I understand.
Do it right, we're good.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we get the, get as much paved as we can on this contract.
I appreciate it. You have my commitment. That's where the money's yeah. going, and that's what we're going to do. We'll add RJ Noble. We'll use that contract, because we'll just extend onto it. And, you're going to see something coming forward. I don't want to try and do something in July and say, well, gosh, we got it, and then we end up saying somebody saying, well, you just did this because
Understood.
I don't want to go there.
Okay.
We'll get it done, though. Okay.
Street maintenance repair projects.
Yeah, the contract is out. The we're also working on the contract manager there. We will have the work is going to begin in early August. We're going to do community outreach, because we got to get to these residents to say, mm-hmm. you know, we work in your area at such and such a time frame, please prepare accordingly, and this mm-hmm. is what it'll entail. I think you brought that up, Mayor Pro Tem, that we got to get out to the community, and we're going to post things on our website, hit it out in the feeder. We're going to try and put a map online of where things are going to be done, so we're trying to do that all right
yeah.
now, and we're working with RJ Noble to sort of where's your time frame and stuff.
That's a critical piece of any of our projects, but I especially think with street resurfacing, street repair, significant large projects above and beyond a pothole that we need to have that community outreach.
Yeah.
And obviously the IT part of that equation, having it up on our website, we can reach different age groups with that.
Feature. Well, we've even talked about having a contract to go put things on each door.
Right, little door hangers.
So yep. that you know work will be done, so people you know, want to make arrangements for their cars to park somewhere else, or whatever that access vehicles. So, hey, I got, you know, delivery vehicles or whatever coming
so
next week.
So, did that with shutting off our water recently. They repaired a water main up on Valley.
Right.
I thought that was prudent of them.
You will see, by the way, that I've been in contact, and for Akram, we talked to Serrano just yesterday, again, to confirm, and we're working with them. We want all their work. They have the list of 19 streets, and they're doing all their work in advance of us, because there'll be basically about a three-year moratorium, where once we seal and everything, unless there's an emergency gas leak or something like that, we'll not let people cut into our streets that have just been repaired. Mm-hmm. So we've told, like, they're putting in new valves in on Valley. They're putting in new things. Jerry called me and says, hey, we'll be done in such and such a time frame, but we're moving ahead on those. So they're moving ahead, and all that coordination is being done in advance.
Good.
So that's one of the things as part of the staging, that you get stuff done so that we don't go, forgot to do this, and we get in, you know, we don't want to do any of that. Once they're done, sealed, and striped, it's good. They're good to go, and they should be like 3 to 5 years, and we'll pretty much have a moratorium on, work done, unless, again, if you get, you know, a water lane
break
or something on a gas lane. And that happens, but, you know, not, hopefully not too frequently. We're also working with the gas company and making sure they're coordinated and they know any work they have planned. Verizon, same thing. We're coordinating with all the utilities. This is what we got going. This is what's happening. Don't come back to us in 2020 and say, oh, yeah, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. So that's all being coordinated. And they've been advised. They've got a list of our streets and the segments and what we're doing. So they should know. They're knowing ahead of time. So anyway, that's where we are with the project. It's all being coordinated and staged. So it'll be seamless out in the public. But it looks like work's going on for a long time, because, like you're saying, there's water work going on now. Somebody say, boy, it's taking you a long time. Well, they're doing their work, and it's a separate group from what's doing our work. But it's being done in coordination chronologically, so that is taken care of prior to us taking care of ours, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that all gets orchestrated.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't need to have extra. It takes a while, but you don't need to have extra trucks up there and everything else. So. On Valley, just as an FYI, there was a blockage on the street. That was a landscaper that did that. He dumped dirt on the street and everything that was not approved with any of us. So we gave him like 30 minutes to clean it up. Bill and Akram went up there and said, no, you can't just block the street off. And that happened, I want to say, about last week.
Mm-hmm. Did they take care of the issue right away?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did. Good. It was pretty much, I guess Akram showed up and said, you got 30 minutes. And Bill came up a little later and said, you know, pulled by just a few minutes later and said, you better get this now, you got now. And he said, oh yeah, we already been told. So they did it. And there was no permit, there was nothing, it was not permit, you know, there was no approval from us. So it wasn't, it was sort of, we caught it and said, you're out of here. It's all cleaned up.
Good.
Now what exactly transpired?
They had a landscaper was using the street as a staging area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they dumped composite material, et cetera, on the street. And we said, and they're blocking the street. Basically, at one point, they had the street blocked. Completely blocked.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like, no. No, you don't do this. So this isn't part of the deal. They know better.
They do. They should.
You know, so he said, we'll fine you if you're not done in 30. And they moved it. And they took everything, you know, cleaned it up a lot. But just so you know.
Do you have the name of the company?
I get it. Get it.
Please.
We're on Mesa, was it?
No, it was on
Valley. On Valley.
Yeah. It was right down the street from me. You should have. Because we got a call, somebody said, I got a call later on, I can't get down Valley.
Do we notify the homeowner at all?
Huh?
Do we notify the homeowner?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty heavy-handed enforcement.
Okay. Good.
This is not acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, you come work with us, fine, we'll work with you, but you don't just do it and dump.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, they just dumped and ran and took care of it and figured that nobody's saying it. It'll be around, it's a wide enough street, somebody get around it. And they said, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so... we discussed street lining.
And on the committee member items, I wanted to bring up, you had sent me a thing about ADUs and the development, possibly development guidelines.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to point out to you, in the ordinance that was just approved, we already have something that says the design and materials of the necessary dwelling unit shall be consistent with the design materials of the principal dwelling unit.
That's exactly what I was looking
for.
That's
in the ordinance that was literally just approved.
Okay.
So I just wanted you...
Never mind.
There you are. Okay. So I think that sort of... Ray says, I think we got what he wants.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, and you mentioned that they have to come through the CDC, the ordinance, the news...
I went through the... I read the 2010 general plan, and I had a weekend free, so I it was 200 pages. Anyway, it says in there that the accessory dwelling, all accessory dwelling units have to go through the community development committee, mm-hmm. and I've never seen one.
Right.
And I've been on the community development committee since I was elected.
Right.
And,
so yeah, one of the things on that requirement, the new state law says they HCD, we that's one of the elements we have to update. You have to, the whole point is to improve or speed up the
Yeah.
So the most restrictive thing we can have is this, as far as we can do it. But we can't require it to go through planning commissioner, can't require ADUs or whatever. So Ray says that we have to revise that and what the wording will be on that. But we can't say that you have to go to seek because there's a time frame issue and things like that. So we'll have to get the consultant to say what's acceptable language. So as it's worded, it will be revised in the general plan. What the wording will be, we don't know yet. But I just saw you that is something I pointed out to him, and Ray said, "Yeah, that will have to be revised of some sort."
Even if it's just an information item,
yeah,
that'd be good.
Well, yeah, is it, you know, sort of as you can see here, it says it has to be, shall be consistent with design materials. It is non-specific about saying, you know, you have to have 30 days approval, because if you look at the general plan, it says it has to be 30 days and da 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 da. So we'll have to go back and fix that up. And so we've already brought that to the consultant's attention, and he's going to say,
okay.
He said there's something there that we have to, and there is a precedent. I don't know. He said, oh, yeah, I know about those issues. So okay. We'll get back to it.
Okay, but that's so we're pretty much done with the public works, and we can go on to other items. I think that would be another item, the accessory dwelling units.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're done. If you want to, we can end this meeting if you want to.
We'll adjourn the meeting of the Public Works Committee now.